Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101, independent insurance agent, as always, Kathy Cacciola. Kathy, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, JR. I am fabulous.
Fabulous, she says.
Fabulous.
We had a great election
A
few days back.
Yeah, I'm so optimistic. I really feel good about what's going to happen in the country, especially as it relates to health insurance.
That's
so
right.
I'm very, very optimistic and hoping for the best.
Hopefully we'll see some things change. I know 2025 is already going to be taken care of. We can't get around that. And you still have until December 7th to make your final pick.
To make a decision, yeah. I have folks come to me and they said, I've got this whatever plan they have, and I want to see if there's any better. There really isn't any of the plans who improve their benefits this year.
Okay.
None.
Wow.
They all pulled back in some way. They pulled back in their benefits. And the reason for that is the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
That forced the plans to pour money into the Part D or the drug portion of their plan. And when that happens, they have to pull back the other benefits because Medicare requires that they cover what Medicare itself covers.
Right.
That's mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are ancillary or extra are like dental, vision, hearing, over-the-counter benefits, transportation. All those things, those are not required by Medicare. So those are the ones, the benefits that everybody's gotten used to and love, they got pulled back. A lot of them were pulling them back. So when you got your ANOC letter this year, your annual notice of change, you notice that you did lose some of those benefits.
Yeah, well,
and you know,
unfortunately, that's the way it is.
There's nothing they can do about it. In fact, at least one major company, and I expect maybe more, have pulled back and said, we don't want any more members. So what they've done is they've sent, you know, notices to us as agents saying, you know, we don't want any more members. We're not going to pay commission on those members. So because
does that put a damper on for
it, really does, because they don't know what this is going to wash out like.
Right.
They don't know at the end of the end of the season or the end of the Medicare season, what their bills are going to look like.
Right.
And they want to make sure that they have enough money in reserve to cover, you know, the benefits that they've offered and that they have. So, and then there's other companies that pulled out of the entire county. And these are some major Medicare companies that have done that. And the reason they did that, because they can't offer a plan in those counties because of the higher cost of doing business in those counties. So, I mean, that's the landscape that we're looking at right now, is that we have to figure out a way to, as an agent, to maneuver around these to make sure people get to see the doctors that they're currently seeing or want to see and have the benefits that they're looking for. But everyone's taking a haircut.
Well, the bad part of it is that these people that have had a doctor's for a bit could have some issues come 2025.
Yes, everybody's getting letters. Not everybody, but there's many of them that are getting letters saying that we no longer will offer this plan in your area. And when that happens, and typically I get the call, or you know, they'll call their agent and say, I got this letter saying I'm not going to be able to see my doctors. But part of this was a cut to the doctors as well. So the Inflation Reduction Act forced a cut in reimbursement to the doctors. So the doctors are also having to deal with this.
If you're not sure what's going to happen to you, unless you've already gotten in touch with Kathy, and if you're in areas where you can still hear the program but are a little bit far for Kathy, well, find an independent agent near you. But Kathy, in our area, she handles a lot of people in lots of areas too, so give her a call at 727-735-2337, because a lot of people are just going to be kind of taken aback as to some of the changes. You've obviously had people in your office talking about that as well.
Oh, yeah, lots of them. And that's why I'm optimistic about, you know, the election, because the trend was going to keep cutting back on Medicare benefits. And I'm praying that trend reverses. so that, you know, people can get the coverage that they have obviously worked hard for in our life.
Right.
You worked your whole life through and paid into the system. You paid into Medicare. You paid into Social Security. There's no reason why your benefits need to be cut.
Well, they say happy days are here again with this administration.
Yeah, I'm very optimistic.
Oh, my gosh, coming in there in January. So bear with it for a year, because I think there will be some changes, and hopefully some sweeping changes, though, Kathy, because like you just said, you work your whole life, you pay into the system, and then all of a sudden, yank, 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 wait a minute.
Yeah, and they treat you know, the folks who are on Medicare and Social Security as if they're getting a freebie or something they haven't earned.
Right.
They have earned it. They have paid into it. It's not a welfare.
Right.
It's getting back what you paid into it.
You know, and I get it from a lot of people, you know, they're not sure what's going to happen. But again, Steve, with Kathy, we always say this, with being an independent agent, she'll find something for you, okay? It may not be exactly what you had, but she'll do her best to shop around, get you something at least comparable if you cannot have the same plan that you had before. Just bear with this, okay?
This is going to be a different kind of year.
Yes.
So just bear with it, because once the plans have been signed off on by Medicare, they can't really change the benefits until next year.
Right.
So, I mean, it may be, who knows, a couple of years before it corrects itself. But I think we're on the right track.
I was just going to say that. I think we're on the right track, and hopefully blue skies ahead, because we need to see this. This has been a hellacious 4 years, and probably irritating some people about it. That's the way it goes. Everybody needs to be in a better mood, better shape.
In a better place.
In a better place, especially with their health care.
Yeah.
Because they just want to be able to function and not have to get all excited.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So if you got one of these letters saying that your plan is no longer going to be offered, absolutely give me a call.
Yes.
Because there is plans in your area that are just great and will still allow you to see the doctors that you are currently seeing. If you're undergoing treatment, and I had folks in my office yesterday, they're currently undergoing treatment with their plan. They really want to change their plan, but I talked them into just staying where they're at.
Yeah, stay the course.
Stay the course, because all of their approvals and authorizations are in for the treatment that they're currently on.
Right.
So if you're on a treatment path, or you have surgery coming up or something, understand that's a process. If you have Medicare Advantage, they have to get approvals and authorizations. Once that's already done, you don't want to start that over.
Oh, gosh, no.
Because then it's a whole nother time frame that you have to go through in order to get the treatment that you're already on track for. So in some cases, keeping what you have make more sense. Even though you have lost some of these benefits, understand just about all the plans have lost some of these benefits.
And that's the thing. You just have to understand it. A couple of things, just have to bear with it. You'll be okay with it. But if you need to sit down with Kathy and stuff to see where you're at, because you got a month or so, less than a month to be able to hit, be locked in December 7th.
Yeah, it was October 15th to December 7th.
Right.
And then you'll be locked in. You can make any decision you want during that time.
Mm-hmm.
You can make as many times as you want. In fact, I've had people that have changed their mind and come and, you know, chose something else. So they're actually enrolled in two different plans a week apart. But that's okay. They allow you to do that during this time frame, and the last one in wins. Then from January 1st to March 31st, you get one more chance if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan to decide if you want to change. And the reason for that is a lot of times after January, when you go and make an appointment for your doctor might say to you, you know what, we're not taking that plan any longer. Well, in years past, you used to be stuck. You just had to find another doctor. Now you can make one more change. And then if that happens, I would suggest that you ask your doctor's office, so what plans do you take? And they can give you a list and then give me a call, because I can go ahead and put you on one of those plans.
Oh, good idea.
Yes.
So ask the doctor then if he's not going to take your plan anymore. So it's good to try to get a heads up on doctor first. What's your office going to carry?
Yeah, because some doctors, they just, in some doctors' groups. I mean, there's more groups today than there is individual doctors.
And that's
consolidation has just happened. Yes.
I understand that. But Kathy, geez. I get the, quote, customer service thing. Things do change, but let's not go to extremes. But That's why Kathy will help you out with this thing. 727-735-2337. Give her a call. You know, you can check out the website, kecinsuranceservices.com, kecinsuranceservices.com.
And feel free to go ahead and email me on that, because it does. You yes. do have the option of emailing me. And a lot of times it's easier for me to respond to an email than it is a phone call. Because when you call, if I'm with somebody, if I'm sitting down interviewing somebody, I typically don't answer the phone. I'll let it go to voicemail, and then I will return the call. So if you want to get a hold of me right away, send an email or text me. If you text me, make sure you text me on my 352 number. It's 352-678-8338. 352-678-8338. So that one you can use for texting, but the 727 number is an office phone.
Yes.
So it'll go to voicemail.
So yeah, some way, shape, or form, get in touch with Kathy, because this is where she'll be able to try to help you out to get the best availability for plans that are going to suit you, that's going to help you out, because like Kathy says, this is going to be just an interesting year. Things changed a little bit more than they've had in the past. So
yeah, this is the biggest change in how Medicare works. As long as I've been in this business, and that's nearly 20 years, this is the biggest change. Now, up until this point, every year, the benefits under Medicare Advantage slightly improved. This year, they did not. They actually pulled back. So there's no improvements this year. There's just, getting less than what you had last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping next year is a little bit better, and another year, I mean, after that, maybe they can correct the errors that have been made.
That's the thing. Going to be some changes, but not going to be that bad. Could have been a lot worse, but again, things do happen, and you just need to be aware of that. And if you're not sure, and obviously people should have gotten your ANOC letters. Those were due by September.
Yeah, the end of September, everyone should have gotten them. I have people come in the office with that letter all the time, because they say, I got this, and it shows where my benefits have changed. And just read it, because on one side of it, it says 2024 benefits. Mm-hmm. On the right side, it says 2025 benefits. And those are your changes. In many, many cases, hospital per day fees have gone up, right, and specialists have gone up.
It's like I got mine, and I was with Kathy in her office last week, take care of Social Security as well, because at that time, plus with my plan, pretty much we're going to keep it. It's not a whole lot different.
There's not a whole lot of changes in some of the plans.
Right.
There are some. I mean, they've cut back on the ancillary benefits, like I said. But
yeah. You get the OTC.
But you're not going to do better by going to another company.
Well, and that's the thing. I saw what mine was. They give me so much a month. Now it's quarterly. That's fine. Certain things, if you're not sure, again, make the call, 727-735-2337. It's not a whole lot of drastic ones for some people, depending on the drug plans, et cetera. Explain for some people, if they're just tuning in, Kathy, and we've talked about this in past programs, about what the donut hole, what this is going to do
for sure.
That.
How that has changed. Let's say in 2024, in fact, when it was written into law in 2003, it was built on a platform. And on that platform, Medicare would keep a ledger on your behalf. So when you walked into a pharmacy and let's say you bought a tier 3 drug and you paid $45 for it, Medicare would go to that particular drugstore you went to and say, what do you sell that off the shelf for? What is the retail price? And let's say it's $1,000. Well, that would go on your ledger. Once you reach $5,035, which was the latest number,
right,
which was 2024's number, then you went in the donut hole. And in the donut hole, you paid 25% of that retail price. So in 1 week, you could have paid $45 copay for this. And the next week, it's $250 because you're in the donut hole,
right,
and you're paying 25% of that retail cost, which is $1,000. Today, for 2025, the calculation has changed. Now they're looking at what you pay rather than what it retails for. So Medicare's still keeping a ledger. And now when you go into a pharmacy and you pay $45 for a tier 3 drug, mm-hmm, $45 goes on your ledger. They also include what that plan pays on your behalf, plus any deductibles that will apply. And once you reach $2,000, which doesn't take long,
no,
then you've reached the maximum out-of-pocket, and then you will pay zero the remainder of the year for that drug. That means when you walk into a pharmacy to pick up your prescription drugs, you pick it up without paying anything at all. Now, that's funded by the plans. And they have no idea how this is going to wash out for the entire year. So that's why they're pulling back on membership. They're pulling back on ancillary benefits to reserve cash just in case, you know, this ends up being more expensive than they anticipated.
Now, they're going to, this is like, is this going to be a trial or is this going to continue with the donut hole thing? Is this
the donut hole is gone and I suspect it will never come back.
Okay.
Because you cannot get that genie back in the bottle. I mean, once you get rid of the donut hole and people can get their prescription drugs at a very, very low cost, you're not going to be able to go back to charging them a whole lot more. But I suspect there will be some changes to it. I just don't know what those will be.
Yeah, we won't know, obviously, until
it won't be this year. It'll be maybe in years forward.
Yes. So still, if you're not sure and you want some answers and get an idea as to what's going to transpire, because, the donut hole is going to be kaput forever. And
that's gone. It won't be back. No.
So subsequent years now down the line, certain benefits may still have to be adjusted for the sake of the donut hole.
Yeah, for sure. And the prescription drug plans, when you have original Medicare, you buy a standalone prescription drug plan. Everyone has to have a drug plan. If you don't have a drug plan and you later need one, you're going to pay a penalty for not having one. That penalty today, and I suspect that will not change, is 1% per month for every month you didn't have a drug plan. And you were eligible for it. Now, your Medicare Advantage plans, most of them include your drug plan at no extra charge.
That's but like if, mine. Mine
correct.
Includes
yours includes that. So you are, you know, you've got everything in place and all legal because you've got your Part B. You've also got your D. Those are the things you could pay a penalty for if you didn't have, but you have it with a Medicare Advantage plan because typically that includes all three. Although there are Medicare Advantage plans out there that are MA only, and those are designed exclusively and all particularly for veterans because they can buy their prescription drugs at the VA. And Medicare considers the VA prescription drug program to be credible.
You know, that is amazing sometimes, Kathy, how you keep up with this. Their prescription is credible, but their
medical is not.
I mean,
yes. So if you are a veteran and you use the VA exclusively, and somebody tells you not to take your Part B because you use all of your you use the VA for your medical, you know, never take that advice. Because understand that if you don't take your Part B and you just use the VA, you can never use your Part B outside of the VA. So you need the Part B to see doctors outside the VA. And if you go back and get it because you didn't get it, they don't forgive your penalty.
No.
Because the VA medical is not considered credible by Medicare standards.
And that's where, depending on the plan that Kathy can put you on, you can get your Part B.
You can
B
have
back.
Both. You can have the best of both worlds.
Yes.
So you can not only get your Part B paid for by a plan.
Right.
You can have your prescription drug in and out of the VA.
Yes.
Whatever you choose. You could, because a lot of my veterans, they'll compare prices. So if it costs them $45 at the drugstore for a particular drug and $8 at the VA, they just get it from the VA.
Sure.
So they'll compare prices and get the best deal. So you have the best of both worlds, veterans out there. Thank you for your service. And that's good. That's a wonderful thing.
Again, that's the Part B thing. You do not want.
Do not turn down your Part B. No.
This is where Kathy can help you out with this thing because over the years, she has had some horror stories with some of these people that did not give it a thought. They didn't ask the right questions when they needed to. And I know it could be wild, but this is where it can be a problem. And we've had Kathy talk about some people that have been 10 years down the road and not realize that they are going to be in for a major mess.
Yes, 10 years down the road, and all of a sudden they discover that they really needed Part B.
Right.
So they'll sign up for Part B and realize they have to pay a 10-year penalty. And it's not something you can just pay and be done with it.
No, you're stuck.
You pay every month for the remainder of your life. It never goes away. That penalty just attaches to your Social Security check. They will take it every month, and you can't outlive it. So,
and it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Per month, you know, per year, et cetera, that you don't have it. And that's why you need to ask questions. You're coming up on 65, okay? You're coming up on 65. You're going to, depending on if you're working with a credible health care or whatever, sit down with Kathy to talk about it, because
let's at least go over your options, make sure you're aware of what you have to do and when you have to do it. Because I think that if you're armed and you know what the expectations are, then you can make better decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, if you decide to stay working and you decide to keep coverage through your employer, that's perfectly fine normally.
Right.
Unless you have an employer that has less than 20 employees. Mm-hmm. Then you can't. You have to go to Medicare, because that...
There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
No. You have to go to Medicare.
You have no choice.
Yes.
And I knew that way before I had to go on it, because doing the show with Kathy, I learned a lot. Trust me. And she will help you out with that as well. And especially if you're coming up on 65, 3 to 4 months in advance, start the ball rolling with that, because...
One of the things I make sure people understand is I'll say, do I have to apply for Medicare? And I said, that depends.
Right.
So what depends on if you are currently drawing Social Security, because you can draw Social Security at age 62. If you are drawing Social, or if, you know, through a disability, if you are drawing Social Security and you have been, then you're going to automatically be enrolled into Part A and B. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get your card 3 months ahead of your birth month. So when I say birth month, let's say your birthday's on the 15th.
Right.
Your first day of Medicare is the 1st.
Correct. Like mine is the 30th, 1st of April.
First. Yours, yep, is the 1st. Yep. So if you are not going to take your Social Security and you're going to delay it until your full retirement age, which the vast majority of people do, then yes, 3 months before your birth month, you have to apply for Part B. You can do it 4 months out, 4 months, 3 months, whatever. But allow enough time for Social Security to process your claim.
Just in case there's a little burp.
Just in case there's, you know, something comes up that in the system. Understand, when you do this online or you do this electronically, all the information you put in has to match their records. It's a data matching ordeal.
Right.
So if anything is off, then you have to either do it by paper or in person. You have to get yourself enrolled in Part B. So, and you don't know until you go ahead and do that application. That's why, you know, don't cut yourself short at least 3 months ahead of time, so that not only do they have time to process your application, but you have time to correct any errors they may have in their system.
I had this thing, and we've talked about this before. That's why Kathy does the minimum three-month window, because sometimes it doesn't always go through. Now, Kathy does it with three ways. She faxes it, she mails it, and then the computer thing.
If I can get it through electronically, I don't have to fax and mail. But if I can't, I have to fax and mail.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I do, because I want to make sure that they have it in their hands, the application, in plenty of time so they can process it.
Yeah, because when I was in there last week, I had some issues trying to figure this thing out on mine, and Kathy helped me through the thing to start collecting my social probably December, January. So, you know, that'll be on the roll as well.
Well, it's December, but they pay behind, so.
So I'll get my first one in January.
In January, correct.
It doesn't tell me what part of the month I get it, does it?
They'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there'll be a letter in the mail that'll tell you that when you get it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, boy, happy days are here again.
Yeah, they will tell you.
Good. So, but again, if you're not sure with a lot of this, give Kathy a call. Okay. 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceservices.com. You can send her an email through the site. You can check out past programs, all kinds of other great information. But check it out, please, okay? KECinsuranceServices.com. And her number is 727-735-2337. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Do it again in two.
See you in two. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.